Some people think it's harmless. No doubt for a lot of people who take part in it, it is. But there is something behind it that's not good. And we need to know about that for adults and children. We need to understand that Halloween, as it is celebrated in this country and in a lot of countries, is not a good thing. But there are actually two things that came together to make Halloween. See, many, many, many hundreds of years ago, the good news of Jesus Christ came to this country for the very first time. And it was coming all around the world. It took a few hundred years really to get to Britain, but it got here. And all around, people were celebrating that they believed in Jesus. But they had lots of other beliefs as well. They believed in all sorts of gods. They believed in all sorts of things. And when the good news of Jesus came, they were so keen to celebrate Jesus. But they didn't quite forget all of the old things. They didn't quite forget all of the old things that they used to do. So, things like, well, November the 1st was a celebration. And they used to have some very strange beliefs about what happened after people died. And what they believed was that it was quite hard for people who die to actually escape out of this world and get into the next one. That's why people believed in ghosts. As any Harry Potter fans will know, ghosts were seen as being the people who couldn't quite get from this world into the next one. That's what they believed. And what they used to do, they used to think that on November the 1st, and perhaps at one or two other times in the year, that the ghosts were really around. And according to what some people think happened, they used to actually leave food out for the ghosts, fearing that if they didn't give them a treat, that the ghost would play a trick on them. In other words, that the ghost would haunt them. So when people today are going around trick-or-treating, that's what they're acting out. They're sort of acting out that they're dead, but not quite gone. And that they're ghosts and they're haunting people. Now, as Christians, we don't believe that. We believe in Jesus. And we believe that Jesus died and that he rose again. And we believe that when we die, we are going to be with... Anybody finish this? We will be with... with Christ, with Jesus. We're going to be with him. And that one day, what happened to Jesus is going to happen to us. That we are going to have a new body that is like the body that he had when he rose from the dead. What an amazing thing happened to him on Easter Sunday. So for Christians, there isn't any need to celebrate Halloween in that sort of way, because we just don't believe what it stands for. We believe in the victory of Jesus, and we believe that Jesus is more powerful than any other sort of power or any sort of spirit that there is around. And I tell you, when I die, I want to be with Jesus. I don't want to hang about on this earth after that. I want to go and be with him forever, because he's the one that I love. And he's the one who died for me. And he's the one that I trust. Now, lots of people who are going around trick-or-treating don't know any of that background. They just think it's fun to dress up in that sort of way. But as people who believe in Jesus, we can tell a very different story to the one that they are telling. And that's why I lit the candle today. We're never going to be able to get it totally dark here. They actually had a date that they celebrated in May. And somebody had the bright idea, let's move it from May to the beginning of November. That date was called All Saints Day. It was a day when they remembered all the people who died because of their faith in Jesus. And especially those who had actually died because of their faith in Jesus. So what the church decided to do was that instead of sort of doing all this stuff that people who didn't believe in Jesus did, that they would remember people who died for their faith. Do you know, there's so many people gave their lives so that we do what we do today. Thousands of people. There was a man, if my memory's right, he died in 149 AD, about 120 years after Jesus died. And his name was Polycarp. And the story is that when they came to arrest him, they gave him a choice. They said to him, "Stop believing in this Jesus or we're going to kill you." So the story goes that all these men came to Polycarp's house to say to him, "You've got to change what you believe. You've got to stop talking about Jesus." And they got to Polycarp's house, and Polycarp invited them in for dinner. And he laid out in front of him this huge spread of food. And he said to them, "Right, you go and eat that, and in an hour, I will come back and you can tell me what you want me to pray for you." So they had this food all for the hour. And when he came back, they said to him, "You've got to stop believing in Jesus. You've got to stop saying what you're saying." And Polycarp said something which has become quite famous for those of us who know a little bit about church history. He says, "For 86 years, I've been his servant." He was a very old man. "For 86 years, I have been his servant, and he has never done me wrong. How can I blaspheme my king who saved me?" And as they were preparing to burn him alive, Polycarp offered up prayers of faith and praise. And he's one of thousands of people who have died for their faith in Jesus. Now, a few weeks ago on our Wednesday evening prayer meeting, we were praying for somebody called Yusuf Nadarkhani, who is in Iran. He is a pastor of a church in Iran, and he has actually been told the same thing that Polycarp was told almost 2,000 years ago. He's been given the death penalty. He's been told he's going to die for his faith, but he has been told, if you will renounce your faith in Jesus, if you say you don't believe in him, then we won't kill you. And we're waiting to see what happens there. He's been given a deadline, and that deadline's passed. But we can still pray for him today. So what the church has done at this time of the year is remember those who've died because of their faith in Jesus. Not ghosts who are hanging around, but people who've won the victory, people who've believed in Jesus. So let's pray together.